Welcome back to Together Forever. I'm your host, Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is...
Manla Lopondwana.
Okay, guys, we've been looking at the married couple and why a lot of problems would exist, and it had to do a lot with respect and how we expect respect to be shown, especially us men. Manla, what do you have for us today?
A man may wonder, husband may wonder, why doesn't she learn? Why doesn't she figure out what needs to happen and show proper respect? Especially after you've given her the examples of your father at home or your mother or uncle, whoever it is that was an authority figure when you were growing up, or the teacher at school or the boss at work. Why doesn't she fall in line and just show that same level of respect? The answer to that is there are certain things that mitigate against that get respect. That's, it's just not going to happen. And the first one is the fact that you sleep with her. That's the first challenge. That's the first thing that makes whatever respect you're going to get from your wife is not going to be the same respect you get from your subordinates at work. It's not the same respect that children get give to their parents. How so? At work, no matter how feared a man is, the day he sleeps with his secretary, something changes. The secretary no longer fears him.
Oh, so is that how some people can actually see that there's an affair happening? That
yes.
Things really do change.
They do change. There's a sense of familiarity. There's a sense of security, of speaking anyhow, of doing things anyhow. That familiarity is there with a boss and a subordinate. And the subordinate may continue to show some respect, but the fear is gone. And in the heat of a moment, she can tell him where to get off. Why? Because the intimacy takes away the fear.
Mm-hmm.
The intimacy breaks down that formal wall between the two. And you'll find that she can then speak anyhow. The worst dictator, you will find that at home, his wife can tell him where to get off. Why? She sleeps with him.
Wow, okay.
The fact that we sleep with our wives means that the whole fear thing goes. This formality that you had for your father will go. Why? You never slept with your father. Children who've been abused sexually by their parents, they grow up not to have respect for their parents. Either because it was abuse, but there's something about sexual intimacy that takes away that fear. Somehow you can pick up the way a girl will talk back to the father that something inappropriate is happening here. There is something about intimacy that takes away fear.
So I guess that's why it's important that sex is handled in a marriage situation.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not seeing some of the problems yet.
Now, the fact that we sleep with our wives means that they're not going to wake up the following day and still be afraid of you. It means that from the very onset, the day after your first night together, you can't expect to be treated like her father. You can't expect to be treated like her teacher. You cannot expect to be treated like her boss. You are the guy she sleeps with.
Wow. So that changes everything.
Changes the respect you're going to get. You may get respect, but it's not going to be like that. So every time you reference it to her father, every time you reference it to her boss, every time you reference it to her pastor, you're making the mistake of making an analogy with a guy she's not sleeping with.
So the analogy is null and void.
It's not working. You can't say, why can't you talk to me the same way you talk to the pastor? You know, sometimes people complain that their wives give the pastor more respect than she gives him. She's not sleeping with her pastor. So there's a formality there in that relationship. Mm-hmm. You will find that your wife may show more respect, you know, the kind of respect you expect as a man, to her boss than to you. And you wonder, why? Is he more of a man than me? No, she doesn't sleep with that guy. She sleeps with you. And that's this intimacy that goes on between the two of you takes away that fear. Because remember, as you build up to that intimacy as a man, you drop all sense of formality and you try to be intimate, you try to be soft and this and that. and you expose yourself, you strip naked and you do all kinds of things with her. And when that happens, the fear goes.
Wow. So I guess, you know, that old English saying, familiarity breeds contempt.
It's not the same. You're not going to get the same level of respect from someone you sleep with, from someone you don't sleep with. So that's the first thing that works against this whole idea of us expecting to be respected like our fathers, like our teachers, like our bosses. Like just, we sleep with them.
Like other mere men.
Yes, we're not just another men.
Doesn't exist with that relationship with the other men.
Exactly. Okay. The second thing is the fact that she contributes. When you get a lift from somebody and somewhere along the way, the car breaks down, somewhere along the way, you get a flat tire, you know how polite you become. You become very helpful. You try to assist. You don't complain. You try to encourage the person who gave you a lift. But when you pay a taxi and that taxi breaks down, you complain.
You mercilessly complain.
Why? You contributed. The fact that you paid gave you a voice. It gave you an entitlement to service.
Okay.
It gave you a voice. It gave you a right to speak out, not just be quiet and let things happen. Now, our wives contribute to our marriages. They do. Mm-hmm. Others contribute financially because they work and they bring in money. They finance this marriage. Others don't work, but they still contribute in the running of this family because a lot of the things that they do, if they were not doing it, you'd have to pay somebody to do it. So they are contributing in this marriage. And when you contribute, anybody who contributes gets a voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anybody who contributes feels entitled to be treated with respect because they contribute.
I see.
They expect to be given answers because they contribute. And so when you are living with your wife and as a man, you just make a decision and inform her, this is what you've decided. You are treating her as though she's not contributing to this marriage. The way you are treating her is the same way dictators treat their citizens, as though these are not their lives. And treating and deciding for people and not giving them an opportunity to contribute to the decisions that affect their lives, that's the kind of stuff that sparks revolutions. So because our wives contribute, naturally they will have a voice. Mm-hmm. And they will have a voice that will have a sense of entitlement. They will demand answers. They will expect to be given answers. And if the answer is not satisfactory, they will keep on asking questions. They will expect to be consulted before stuff happens. They expect to be treated with the same respect anybody who contributes deserves.
Okay.
And so sometimes when we as husbands pick up this voice, this sense of entitlement, we feel disrespected because it doesn't come through as someone who's being just concerned. To us, it feels more like a rebellion. It feels more like we are being second-guessed because she starts asking questions. She starts wants to know what happened to the money. Then what did you do? She wants to find what happened with your time because she's invested her time into this marriage. So if you know where she is, she's entitled to know where you are. Mm. That's contribution. It's simple building blocks of democracy anywhere in the world. When people contribute, they want to know. They want to be consulted. They want to be part of the decision making. And when our wives who contribute to these marriages, when they want that same voice, when they want that same opportunity to contribute to the decision, when they don't want just to be told this is going to happen, mm-hmm. it feels like disrespect. And I want to say to husbands today, it's not always disrespect. Sometimes it's a simple human need to be consulted. It's her life.
She wants to be heard.
She's making a contribution. And on top of that, that contribution is not just financially. She also contributes with her life. She's spending her time in this marriage. 10 years later, she has spent 10 years of her time in this marriage.
Mm.
And this is time you can't pay her for. She is contributing her youth that you can never give back.
Mm.
She is contributing her life that you can never give back. That is the greatest contribution anybody can ever make. And because in this marriage, whatever decisions you make affect her too, she feels entitled to decide where she's going to end up. She has a right to decide what's going to affect her life. She has a right to determine where she wants to live, how she wants to live. You are not the only person as a husband who had dreams. She also had dreams. And if some of those dreams are not going to be met, she must be consulted. She needs time to think about it. She needs time to process it emotionally. She needs time to come to terms with the whole idea that this dream that I had is not going to work out. And she needs to be convinced that she has a very good reason for giving up on this dream. Anybody, it's pure human need.
That's how we're made.
That's how we are. When she contributes to this marriage with her life, she expects to be treated as someone who contributes. The very least she expects is that when she asks questions, you are patient to provide answers. That when something is going to happen, she's informed in advance and she's involved in the decision. She wants to know that if we are going to move from one town to another, she is as much as part of this decision as you are. Because you are not contributing 55% of your life and she's contributing 45% of her life. You are both equally married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you are both spending your lives
together.
So all she wants is to know that her life is being spent well.
Wow.
She's not being disrespectful. She's just being human.
Mm. It's an interesting perspective. Sadly, we're out of time. So guys, remember that when you get married, it's a 50-50. I mean, you know, your wife is there. The whole of her is in there. So it's important that we understand these dynamics. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.